and a female tracer stood a better chance of running them down. He had gone over and talked to the owner, Charlie Scott, about it, and he had agreed to consider Eleanor for the job. Bosch was honest about her background, both good and bad. Former FBI agent on the plus side, convicted felon being the minus. Scott said he didn't believe the criminal record would be a problem. The position did not require a state private investigator's license, which Eleanor could not qualify for with a record. The problem was that he liked his tracers to be armed, especially a woman, when they went looking for bail jumpers. Bosch didn't share the concern. He knew that most skip tracers were unlicensed to carry weapons, but did so anyway. The true art of the craft, though, was never to get close enough to your quarry to make having or not having a weapon a question.